It's the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR with housing information you can trust. Now here's the Inside Guy, Chuck Bridenstine, and the Outside Guy, Ken Calverley.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust. The next 2 hours right here on AM 760 WJR. You have the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverley. I am the outside guy.
And the inside guy, Chuck Bridenstine. And why would anybody trust anyone for housing decisions, somebody to come in your house and work on your house, if they don't know them like our listeners know us?
There you go. I agree. First thing in the morning. Wow.
I know.
It's going to be a good show, I can tell already.
I'm going right at it. I'm feeling aggressive today.
Aggressive?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, stay on your side of the table, pal.
But let me just say right now, old man River.
Exactly.
There is nothing about your aggression that is going to scare me.
I readily admit I'm way too old to fight.
Too old to run and too old to fight.
That's why God made pistols. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's a joke.
I can't believe you said that.
We got a good show. It's going to go by really fast because we've been doing three-hour shows for most of last year. And we did a couple of them last weekend. And we're limited to 2 hours this weekend, right? Each day?
Each day, yes.
We've got two guests.
We do.
Both of whom should be really interesting calling in today.
We do. Yes, sir.
So that should be a lot of fun. But, gosh, it limits the time that our listeners can call in.
You're right. It does.
I hate that. I do.
Well, we have tomorrow, too.
I want to talk to more of our listeners.
We have tomorrow, too.
But I'm looking forward to talking to Tim from Pro Home. He's always great.
Yep.
And they have wonderful product and process and warranty. And so looking forward to that. And a guy we don't hear much from.
No, you know, WJR, Guy Gordon's been at the in Las Vegas.
Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah. And doing a great job. Listen to his show. But
we have our personal envoy out
and
there.
And somebody people will recognize, Rob David, who was for years the producer of the Glenn Hagee Show or the Master Handyman Show, great guy, great friend of the show. He is at the Consumer Electronics Show. And we asked him if he'd take a special look at any of the specific housing things they have there. A lot of smart home technology that is there. And we asked him if he'd call in and give us an update on what kind of housing stuff they have there. I guess, for lack of a better word, housing technology. A lot of really cool stuff. And Rob's going to call in at 11 o'clock. Rob Dave's going to call in at 11 o'clock and talk to us about that.
It'll be interesting. The last several years, of course, we've had the concrete homes, you know, that are going to be built as track-style homes. We saw that at IBS. You and I talked about that and did some information on that to our listeners. And we've seen a lot of the smart home technology over the last few years. I'd be curious to see when we talk to Rob if there's anything really new and innovative, something you and I haven't already brought to the listeners.
Well, there are some prototypes out there. I was speaking to Rob yesterday. Some prototypes out there, but he doesn't want to talk about those because those have not been brought out to the public yet.
Prototypes for specific products?
Specific products, at the Consumer Electronics Show. And, of course, those aren't brought out to the public yet. You know, a lot of times they'll take those to those shows just to get the reaction of the people attending those shows. And we don't want to talk about any of those. We'll talk about specific things that are available to homeowners now out there. In the world out there. So we'll also take your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We have been getting your emails. Boy, we've been getting your emails, and we appreciate your emails. And a lot of people asking some really good questions. We're going to talk about a couple of those as well.
Yeah, exactly, especially on the cusp of outdoor decorations and lighting, power strips, safe use and intelligent use of power strips. People, we got a lot of emails on that. And it's always interesting. So believe it or not, there's some specifics you should keep in mind next year.
Right.
Regarding the safe use of power strips.
I get it. I like the weather. I've loved this weather. Here's the thing. If you look at the long-term forecast, which I'll do.
We haven't seen the sun in 2 weeks, and you like this weather?
Yes, I like this weather.
You like it comparatively?
Well,
it's not snow.
It's exactly. To me, if I look at the long-term outlet here, I can see to the 15th, and there's one day there's a chance, but we're talking 40s and high 30s. throughout the next couple of weeks. And I absolutely love that.
I'm with you there.
For wintertime.
High 30s is almost balmy.
I agree.
A true Michigander.
I agree. So keep this weather coming, because this kind of weather not only keeps us warmer, stops more accidents out there, slip and falls, it's also better for your house. If you don't have the freeze-thaw, or the constant rain, your house is going to not get that damage.
I notice, and I was talking to my son about this, when we start having those heavy frosts and freezes, the roads get rougher.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
That frost gets driven beneath the roadways really quickly. In the secondary roads, you'll feel a bump every 100 yards.
Yep. 100 yards every 12 feet. You go down, remember 69, I-69 west of Lansing?
Oh, gosh, don't even say that. They've done that again east of Lansing with a two-year project that was intended to patch and repair that freeway.
Yeah.
And it's like the west stretch that you talked about. You now have to anticipate getting in a certain lane,
yes,
as you approach this stretch, or else your teeth are going to be rattling.
And that's the left lane. And you actually, got people come driving summer up on the back of you, but you don't want to go back into the right lane. Yeah, I understand.
That's not even a frost issue. That's just bad construction.
Now, speaking of I-69, have you ever heard about originally that was planned to go from Port Huron to Texas? And right now, it is stopped at the border of Indiana, Kentucky, I believe, because there's a river that needs to be crossed that they can't get anyone to pay for the bridge.
It is. You pick up 64 after that.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we go to Florida that way all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You know you do. Yeah, but you're supposed to – originally 69 was meant to go all the way from Port Huron, Michigan, all the way down to Texas, and that would be
so old. I remember when all these freeways were built.
Have you ever made that drive from Michigan to Texas?
No.
I have.
I've flown into Texas probably 12 times. But I've never driven into Texas.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, and we were talking about she wants to go to Montana. And I go, oh, that'd be a fun drive. And she goes, Dad, you're crazy. I like to drive. I like to drive. When
if there isn't traffic and
you know,
ice.
I'm very good at planning my drives. We drove home from North Carolina on Wednesday, my wife and I. I leave at 7 in the morning. I know I'll be through Cincinnati way before rush hour, and I'll get through Detroit after rush hour. I plan it for those rush hours. Hey, we got a great show plan for you, a lot of great team partners. Hopefully everyone is taking advantage of the Inside Outside Guys when you need something, anything done with your house. If you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and you scroll down, you can find roofing, you can find painting, you can find anything you want. And if you don't find us, send us an email. But one of our fantastic team partners out there that you hear all the time on WJR is Victor's Home Solutions.
Exactly. This company was so good at roofing, they decided to get into some other projects and products, too, to bring you in a trusted way, in a good process way, in a great warranty way. That's Victor's Home Solutions.
WJR Traffic and Weather First. You have housing questions? The Inside Outside Guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you the phone number is 888-654-GUYS. That ought to be plugged into your smartphone, or even if you have a dumb phone, plug it in. Anyway, I want to remind you, there is a difference in the salt that you use in your softener. Sometimes, you know, you pay more for a bag and you think, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to buy the cheaper stuff. But I got to tell you, the higher priced, slightly higher priced DuraCube is better, and it's actually a better value and buy. Ken, you used to buy that stuff years ago.
Yes, sir.
And you find that to be true. Good salt is uniquely compacted for hardness to prevent mushing and bridging in the brine tank. And you've ever had a water softener, you've had this happen where you're getting a backflush and you're not actually getting treatment because there's salt bridging in the tank. DuraCube will prevent that. So you'll have more time between fill-ups and cleaner running equipment, and it's 99.8% pure salt in every bag.
Yes, sir. Good, great company. Don't forget that Salt Cell Saturday is awesome. Good savings. Very good savings. Hey, let's go to the phones. 888-654. Guys, let's start off with Lynn in Beverly Hills. Good morning, Lynn. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I have a problem. I have a toilet that is all of a sudden started running for about 10, 15 seconds, and then it would stop. And it did this every 3 hours for about a week. Excuse me, and it had water in the bowl the whole time. And it's okay now. It hasn't done it in about a little over a week, and all of a sudden it stopped, and it's not doing it again. Water is in the bowl, everything seems okay, but I'm afraid to, you know, flush it. I mean, I don't know. What should I do?
It's going to get worse.
What can I do?
Okay. Lynn, that's one of those things. It's usually the seal at the bottom of the tank behind the seat, and
okay,
it'll leak very, very slowly. It can even be hard to see in the bowl. But every few hours, you'll hear that water run like somebody flushed it, and it'll stop. And when it initially begins to happen, it will sometimes just stop for a week or two or three and then start again.
Oh.
But
okay,
that just tells you that it's time for a new flapper, a new seal, whatever device you've got in the tank to be put in. Or it might even be, Ken always says this, and I agree, it can be the accumulation of minerals around that seal if you get in there with your finger and clean it out.
For other people who are listening, and like you said, it happened, then it started, that just could be a little bit of buildup around the flapper. So if people reach underneath that toilet, they turn the water off, and they flush it a couple of times, they will empty that tank behind the toilet. And at that point, if you just grab a little bit of steel wool or a fine sandpaper and sand the top of where that flapper comes down and just clean it, you may get another 6 months.
If I can interrupt you.
Yeah.
If you use the backside of a typical foam.
Sponge.
Sponge.
Yeah, perfect.
The
perfect.
Rough side of that won't abrade the rubber.
Perfect.
Because sometimes people push too hard with a steel wool or sandpaper,
right,
and they can actually create a worse problem than they started with.
So if you clean that little area where the actual the flapper comes up once you flush, that may give you another 6 months to a year with that flapper. But eventually, literally replacing just the flapper is pretty easy to do. Unfortunately, you probably got to buy the whole kit and then just replace the flapper, but it's real easy to do.
Well, right. Not for me. I would definitely call a plumber. But I will try that, and I appreciate that. And if it doesn't work, I will call my plumber.
Okay.
But thank you very much for that. I'm hoping that this will give me something temporary for a while anyway. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Lynn. Very welcome. And for people listening, we always try to give a very detailed answer because we know Lynn's not the only one out there with this problem. There's a lot of people listening to that. So.
You and I both have had that issue.
You know what? My flapper goes back and forth all the time.
You got a house and a toilet?
Hey, let's talk to our buddy Greg from Shelby. Good morning, Greg. You're on with the guys.
Hey, you guys, Happy New Year, Mr. Positive. Hey, real
thank
quick,
you.
Yes, that was me on the Chris Cuomo show. People have been asking me. Carpeting, carpet padding, thicker underneath the carpet or thinner? What say you? I don't want to fall and trip because I have neuropathy really bad. And does the thicker carpet padding work better underneath the padding? Or underneath
always
the carpet.
You got to have a good quality padding. Thicker, I don't necessarily. When the Berbers came out, they were actually telling us to put a thinner pad underneath them, but
really
a higher quality pad. And there's a heck of a difference. If you go look at
the
pads,
density.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Yeah, there's a huge a quality difference and there's a huge price difference. And you'll pay as much sometimes for a really good pad as you used to pay for decent carpet.
And a good pad is very important to get a good carpeting
job. I've always done that. I've always bought the top pad and really good carpet, and I'll have it last for decades.
Do you recommend a company?
Now, when you say a company, you mean a flooring company?
Yeah.
Because we've got one in Shelby Township that we like to recommend.
Yes.
Yeah, right by you there.
Yeah.
If you got a pen handy.
I'm ready. And hey, real quick.
Ultra floors.
Elvis's birthday is tomorrow. I've got the pen.
Tell you what, Greg, do us a favor because you know you're going to keep listening. We'll get that that number out over the air. We'll give you a couple numbers out over air in just a few minutes. Just give us a chance to
thank
get to
you.
This, okay?
You guys have
you're
a
welcome.
Great day.
You're welcome. You too. You know, Chuck, that's something we don't talk about enough. We need to do whole shows on flooring and carpeting and how to properly clean carpeting and vacuum carpeting because people just don't know. They really don't.
Maybe we should do an article on it.
I mean, like the one we did yesterday at the Detroit News Homestyle section, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully everyone's checked that out.
If you haven't, shame, Sergeant. Ultra Floors, let me give Greg that number real quick, okay? It's 586, and it's Ultra Floor in Shelby, if you miss this number. 586-930-6263. Give them a call. Tell them we told you to call. Discuss your project with them.
And for Greg, I want to give out a flooring company that we had just talked to the other day, and we really like them a lot. We want to get their name out there. We'll do that real quick when we get back from break because at that point we're going to have Tim Percassian from Pro Home Improvement. Then it can help you get rid of the house uglies.
He can do it, man. If anybody can, Tim and Pro Home can. We're looking forward to that. Meanwhile, you and I both know that it's just cold enough for mice to find the inside of your home, right?
Yep.
And we want to make sure everybody knows that we've got a solution. And that solution, of course, right here in Novi is Rove, R-O-V-E, Pest Control.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. Hey, Greg had a desire to speak to a couple of different flooring companies. We gave the number of Ultra Floor in Shelby Township, but you want to give another number out.
I do. One of our great sales exec, Michael Pierce, who's always working, found a company the other day that he said we've really got to take a look at. He was very impressed with, and we trust Mike a lot. So the company is Marbella Flooring, M-A-R-B-E-L-L-A, Flooring. And the phone number is 248-800-7777. And the website is marbellaflooring.com. And if you contact them, let them know the inside out. You heard about the inside outside guys. Once again, Marbella, M-A-R-B-E-L-L-A, flooring.com.
Cool.
So got that out there. Okay, I probably say this every time we get this this man on with us, and we're always happy to have him on with us because he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the exterior of your home. But we first met Tim in 2010 at the old Pontiac Silverdome when they used to have the home shows every March at the Pontiac Silverdome. And we sat down, we saw everything that Tim did. He took us for a tour of his place, and we were just impressed with Tim. And that was 10 years ago, and boy, has he built Pro Home Improvement to be one of the top home improvement companies here in Southeast Michigan. And if you're thinking about new windows, new doors, new roof, new siding, you want to listen to our good friend here for the next few minutes, Mr. Tim Percassian. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How's family?
Everybody's well. Trying not to get sick, but one out of three sick right now, but that's not too bad.
That's a good for the amount of kids you have. That's a good average.
Yeah.
You're a dad, Tim, and we know you take a lot of time attending ball games and whatnot. Your kids are just at that age, and like I agree with Ken, one out of three at any given time. Hey, you got to be a little less stressful going into this new year with the supply chain issues you've been experiencing the last couple of years, aren't you?
Yeah, it's getting much better. I was just thinking about that, talking with my guys the other day, you know, due to the supply chain loosening up and plus the fact that we're in a Michigan winter, you know, normally in the summer, we're 16 to 24 weeks out for siding. And right now, if you signed up, we could probably get you done within 6 to 8 weeks. So the supply chain is loosened up, our schedule's loosened up, and if you're in need for siding or a new roof, now is definitely the time to buy. Even if you want to wait till the spring to have it installed, that's always fine with us. But if you wait till March or April to start shopping, you know, you're looking at a July, August, September install. So it's really beneficial to your listeners if they start thinking about their summer projects now.
Now, Tim, you're talking to a couple old school guys here, one a lot older than the other. But we remember the time where you wouldn't do siding in the wintertime. You wouldn't do that exterior project in the wintertime. But, boy, things still have changed. And you just mentioned 6 to 8 weeks. We're still in the winter. Obviously, you guys have no fear about that because you still put the exact same warranty behind it, whether it's done in January or July, correct?
Yeah, correct. The way the materials have progressed along the years, you know, it used to be you would install siding in the winter and it was so brittle it would crack. But nowadays, with the composition of the materials, it's much better. We install all year long. We have no issues whatsoever with roofing or siding.
Tim, how about pricing issues? If someone commits to a project in June with you in the next few weeks, can they expect you to hold that price or do you anticipate that there might be some increases?
No, if you sign up, let's say tomorrow, next week, whenever, whatever price is on your contract is the price, no matter if we get 3 price increases during that time or not. What we do is, you know, if you order, let's say you have a big siding job and you sign up in January, well, we place that order in January, so we're going to get that pricing anyway. We get it over to our suppliers, we get the order in, we get your materials in stock, and they may sit around for a couple months till we're ready to install them, but at least we have them in the warehouse and ready to go.
Is there a difference still in vinyl product, Tim?
As far as between different companies?
I mean, quality. In terms of quality. I mean, Ken and I have been on some of your job sites. We've seen your product in the showroom that you have, and it is just awesome product. And I'm not saying that because you're on the phone. I'd say it if you weren't with us today. Are there still companies selling a lesser product?
Let me add to that real quick, Tim. I'm sorry, because we have people who email us and say they got bids for siding on their home, and there will literally be thousands of dollars apart. I mean, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars apart. What are the differences in those prices when it's a siding job?
Well, you have to look at the thickness of the siding first. You know, most starter homes, things like that, new construction, are going to use a very thin panel that will be very brittle and could crack from certain things like a weed whip going around your home. You'll see a lot of that on the corner posts of older homes that had the siding done in the 90s, you know, 2000s, where all the posts are cracked. Like the siding, I always say the siding I used on my house, which is the exact siding we sell to customers. You know, I have kids that play baseball, and I've had 4,000 baseballs hit my house, and it hasn't cracked the siding yet. So I know it's pretty durable just from seeing it on my own house.
And that is so true, because there's been sidings. I'm not that in really cold weather. I remember years ago, I leaned against someone's corner bead on their siding and it cracked because it was so cold outside. Right. So that is really
the products
stuff.
We use from Mastic are really high grade, high quality, you know, and we pay a premium for them, but that's how we can give the big guarantees that we do, because we know that we install good products. We install them correctly and we stand behind them.
And you guys are doing a lot of accents in gables and upper story walls with some of the Cedar Shake product that is unbelievably realistic.
It is. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, we do a lot of those accents, and they look really good on standalone gables over front porches, or maybe your garage gable, or even if you have just a ranch with a big gable in the front. There's a lot of different Cedar Shake options to choose from, such as, you know, box looking shake to round looking scallops type shingles, or I'm sorry, shake. So there's a lot of different looks you can get with vinyl siding that mirrors the real thing.
Even some of the stones are just amazing. Oh. How, I mean, in the old days you'd look at them, you could tell they're fake right away, and now they're absolutely beautiful. Tim, there are a lot of people.
Have those.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Finish sentence, please.
Yeah, there is some stone out there, and we've done some stone jobs with the vinyl products. And, you know, I always tell you guys the truth. From a distance, you can't tell, but when I'm up close, I can tell. I like real stone personally. but there are some products that, that do look pretty good.
It's amazing. How about color stability today and color choices, Tim?
The way they mix the materials now, you know, they're making lots of different colors, even dark, deep colors. Like my house is Newport Bay. It's dark blue. You know, it's a nice blue. It's been on there for about 7 years now, and there's no fading whatsoever. That's the big key nowadays with the way they make this material. It just does not fade over time.
I mean, 7 years ago, if you'd have told me you were putting dark blue on your house, I'd have said, what, are you crazy? Because we both know that.
Yeah, browns, reds, blues, variegated
blacks.
Colors. I mean, it's unbelievable the selection they have nowadays.
Have you ever seen a time where it's like seems black and white are so popular right now? And to be honest with you, I think they're not only going to be not popular in 10 years, I think people aren't going to like them in 10 years.
You know what's funny? I see a lot of these modern homes that are black and white, and I do like the look, but our customers, for the most part, they stay away from that. I have not had a lot of black and white jobs, which is, you know, you bring up a good point. It is odd to me, but maybe our customers are smarter than us because we don't see that color selection very often. I'm a big proponent of not using black trim. I just, over time, you know, the black trim, it can wave, it can fade a little bit, you know, it's not made the same as the siding. So I don't recommend black trim. I do like black gutters. Those always look good, but black trim, black soffit and white, it's kind of boring to me.
But you're right. Anything black, whether it's a car or a house, it's going to show every little ding, dent, piece of dirt that you see. So definitely understand that.
There's no question it absorbs more heat in the summer. So there's got to be a long-term little bit of an effect there. You mentioned gutters. People are doing the black gutters, Tim?
Yeah, they look really good as accents. My friend did a house. He was going to do black and white, and he changed it to gray, white, and black, and, you know, the black accents, and it looks phenomenal. So I think there's a way that you can use white and black, but also splash in another color such as he did with the gray, and it really looks good.
Tim, we get, Chuck and I a lot, get emails asking for companies like yourself, and I know you get these emails as well, and you get there, and then people will say, okay, do you have any references? Well, if you got Pro Home Improvement for the inside outside, guys, that should be all the reference you need. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm looking at your website, and you got a fantastic website. And you got two things on here that I don't see very often: proof of your builder's license and proof of your liability insurance.
Nobody does that.
Right here on your website, they can click on it and see that you're up to date on your builder's license and your liability insurance. It's a great page here about how you give back to Make-A-Wish, and you know how much Chuck and I love that. And the listeners should love that when they use a company that gives back, especially to the kids. And all these phenomenal companies that support you and that you're part of. And that's what a company like Pro Home Improvement is. Like I said, we met you in 2010. You were already in business for many years. That's what those years in business do. Tim, can you stick around for the next segment, please?
Yeah, sure, guys.
When we get back, I want to talk about the homeowners out there that don't think they can afford this, afford a exterior remodel, and what
warranty.
Pro Home Improvement can do for them when we get back. You're right, Chuck, and talk warranty.
Yeah, you and I were talking about people using plug strips
earlier
and just violating good common sense when it comes to generators and the plug strips and exterior outlets. But you got to have a
and
good
using extension cords
to resolve. Oh, my
when you
gosh,
shouldn't.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, have a company like Lake Point Electric come in and take a look at your electrical system. We've been getting some emails that are just downright scary that people are seeing at their house when it comes to their electrical issues. So plugs, outlets, standby generators, call our good friends at Lake Point Electric.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverly and Chuck Bridenstine.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We've got Tim Porcassi with us, the owner of Pro Home Improvement and a longtime partner of the show who we really appreciate. If you got the house uglies, you need Pro Home Improvement.
Yeah, Tim has taken care of, no doubt, hundreds of the Inside Outside Guys listeners over the years. And I got to tell you, as far as I can remember, it's a 100% satisfaction rate when it comes to any of our listeners. You know, it's just, Tim, you do a great job out there. And for people listening, we want people to check out Pro Home Improvement website. Got a great website. You got a lot of good offers on there, Tim, but let's talk about a couple at the bottom. And one is financing, because there are people out there that just don't think they can put the money in right now, all the money. But, I mean, you can get someone's house re-sided, re-roofed for what, a couple hundred bucks a month out of their pocket?
Oh, for sure. We have four or five different financing options that we use, four or five different companies. So maybe if you can't get approved at one, we try to find a way to get you approved some way. You know, and for the good credit scores out there, we have 18 months, same as cash, no payment, no interest for 18 months. So you could literally buy now, make 18 equal payments and not pay a dime in interest.
Why wouldn't somebody do, if they were able to do that, if they were able to pay, if they had the money, that's still the way they should pay for something like that.
And
your guys,
there's programs, I'm sorry, there's programs where you can wait till, you know, the 18th month, not make a payment whatsoever, and then in the 18th month, pay it off, still no interest. So there's lots of ways to go about it.
And you said it right at the beginning of our conversation here that you have a lot of different ways. You have multiple companies that you can go to, and that just gives you more options. And I really hope people appreciate that, because there's more options for them to be able to pay for their project, and they don't have to wait. They don't have to save all that money up, which is impressive, very impressive.
It's huge. Now, Tim, you also, one of the things we love about you, besides everything we've already talked about, is your warranty. And you use a different word that just knocked Ken off his stool a few years ago. You use guarantee. You want to tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, so we have a 25-year guarantee, parts, labor, anything that goes wrong. You just call us. You don't have to deal with the manufacturer. You don't have to deal with the limited warranties on the label. You just call us up. We come out, determine what went wrong, fix it, and then we go back to the companies if need be. So there's really no hassle with our guarantee whatsoever.
That is, I want to say that like 12 times. If there's an issue, people call you, the people that they talked to originally that did the work. I'm dealing with an issue right now. I bought a truck accessory. I never do this, and I bought it online, and it wasn't right. And I'm telling you, I am so frustrated having to deal with 12 different people that I don't even understand. Oh, truly, I'm not making this up.
I get it.
It's so frustrating. It makes you angry. And if people have an issue with Pro Home, they call Pro Home.
I think they do that on purpose just to confuse you so you'll give up. That's why
I do too.
Call us. We'll take care of it. You know, you only have to make one call. We'll set up our service team to come out, take a look. If it's something we caused or something materials caused, it's fixed. No problem. You know, we try to take care of our homeowners. We even take care of them when it's something they've caused. We've had lots over the years where, you know, we'll go out and they'll say the siding is buckling, and we'll get out there and the siding right behind the barbecue happened to buckle. And we'll laugh and explain it, and we'll just change those few pieces and, you know, move on. But we try to take care of our customers.
Well, you do take care of your customers, and one of the ways that we prove that is the status you have reached with CertainTeed roofing products. Now, you've installed CertainTeed roofing products ever since we have known you. Tell us a little bit about the relationship you have with that company, please.
Yeah, so we all have master shingle applicator permits. We've went through all the training. We're on the pro advisory council for CertainTeed. You know, we talk to them yearly and tell them what we're seeing in the field, tell them what we think could get better. So we have a great relationship with CertainTeed, and we trust all their products, and that's why I put them on every home, and that's why I can put the guarantee behind it, because I know if I have an issue and I go to CertainTeed, they're going to take care of me. I take care of the customer, and then CertainTeed will take care of me.
You know, it's funny. People don't understand in this industry, oftentimes if you have a roofing problem, the company that installed it will say, call the factory. You call the factory. They send a rep out and go, well, that's an installation problem. And then you're caught in that big circle. And I just love that you say, look, if you have a problem, call us. Call Pro Home. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, we try to make it simple.
What a concept.
The website is prohomemi.com, and we really, really direct people to this website because there's a lot of great information, a lot of great testimonials on there. and a lot of great before and afters. Jobs that that looked terrible at one time, and Pro Home made them actually perfect. And real quick, Tim, your service area. What areas do you cover? You cover most of Southeast Michigan?
Well, yeah, we'll go 90 miles out from our location in Ferndale. So we cover, you know, all the way down to almost Ohio and up past Flint. So we have a pretty big service area.
And, Tim, we know you're a dad, and we're fathers, and the charity you chose is a charity that takes care of children is Make-A-Wish. So people know if they use Pro Home Improvement, out of the kindness of Pro Home's heart, some of this money is going to go to Make-A-Wish and making a young, sick child's dreams come true. And that's just an awesome thing. And, Tim, thank you so much for taking such great care of our listeners over the years. When we refer Pro Home Improvement, we don't think about it again because you know you're going to take care of them.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Thank you guys for having me on. And next show we will have Make-A-Wish on because we'll be getting ready for our Make-A-Wish March promotion where we're going to sponsor a wish again this year.
We look forward to that so much. It's always so fun to come and just be a small part of that, buddy. Tim Percassi, owner of Pro Home Improvement, thank you so much again for taking care of our listeners in the past, and we know you're going to take care of them in the future. You have a great day, my friend.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Thanks, Tim. Stay well.
Take care, Tim. See ya. Good guy. Good family guy.
He's yeah, I'm just going to say that. Yeah,
people want to work with.
Yeah, good family people, it seems like, tend to be good business people. You and I, how many do we know? I mean, we'd have to spend the rest of the show naming names.
You're right.
And that is really cool. So it means a lot to us. And I can't tell you, if you've never done siding, roofing, windows, gutters with a company, being able to just call that company if there's ever any questions or issues is beyond huge. I can't even think of another word.
You're right.
And I will also tell you, a company like Pro wants you to call when there is a problem because problems never cure themselves. They always get worse over time. Isn't that a fair assessment?
And I've actually had people tell me they don't like this analogy that I use, cancer on the house, because there's so much of that. You get a crack in your basement wall. You get a chimney that's starting to go bad. You get a roof that's... It doesn't get better at old. It only spreads. That's why I use that statement. Let's say you have a plumbing problem. Let's say your pipes burst, and you need to get a company in there right away. Go to the internet. Pick up your phone. Go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. Go down to plumbing. You will see a longtime team partner there, Waterwork Plumbing, who we have had such phenomenal feedback from our listeners in the past. When they had an emergency, they called Waterwork Plumbing, and they took care of the problem this time of year.
It's cold here, too, guys. Yesterday was 40 degrees in the morning, and people weren't expecting that here in the desert, that's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about that here, too.
It is always a surprise, isn't it?
It is.
You're out there. Here, you expect it.
It is. But, you know, the one thing about that is we're also, if you're here for the show, the CES, it used to be called the Consumer Electronics Show. Now they call it just the CES. It's more than a show. It's an event. This show attracts, there's over 100,000 people here for the show, over 2 million square feet of show floor, 3,100 exhibits, and of course 4,000 plus media that are here to cover it off from every angle. And over 45 countries are represented here, either visiting the show or with exhibits. Countries, Italy, France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Ukraine is here, Spain. They're all here showing their wares and trying to get people involved and engaged of what they're offering to people. I've been coming here for probably 15 years for this show. I used to call it a toy store for adults. That's why I'd come out here. But over the time, they realized, and I'd come out really, as you said in your introduction earlier today, guys, that there's stuff for the home. I come, there's things for the house here that you don't think about that are really important. And they've got so smart, they've realized that and put together a whole section called Smart Home. So it's thousands, hundreds of thousands of feet of floor space dedicated to products for smart homes.
Well, Rob, what kind of things are we talking about? How about one specifically, which is very important, especially this time of year, like clean air? What do they have for clean air there?
Well, a couple of things. One company that was on Shark Tank in October, and Kevin O'Leary was one of the investors of it. It's regarding furnace filters, because people, usually we change our filters once a month, or the sign says on the package, change every 3 months. It's very arbitrary. Just change it, whether it needs it or not. This company is called Woosh, W-O-O-S-H. And what they came up with was a filter holder and a proprietary filter that goes in with sensors. So it measures the filter life. So if you use your HVAC service system a lot, your filter will get clogged sooner. It lets you know it's time to change, and it'll send you a new filter automatically. And if you don't use it a lot, you may get 3, 4, or 5 months out of your filter, depending on how much usage you had. And
so,
there's more info on that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So someone like myself who had 5 kids and 2 adults, I mean, it'd probably
go
off every month. Someone like Chuck who has a couple people living there, no pets at all, it's going to go off every 5 or 6 months. That is very interesting.
It'll monitor it for you and let you know if you need it or not. And their website, more information for that is Woosh, W-O-O-S-H. -air.com.
Love it. I like
that. The other thing regarding air quality, everybody's got sensors now for everything. But the whole theme of the show, a lot of it is conservation. Water conservation is a big thing. Mowing, and it's funny, guys, you'll see companies here that you'll see at IBS, the International Building Show. They decide to come here with their products. And you'll see it again later on this month at the Builder Show. Moen came out with a brand new system for water conservation with your sprinkler system, which uses a lot of water, and you don't know if you need the water or not. So they've got a smart water network, they call it, with a new controller. They claim it can save up to 30% of your water used for your sprinkling your lawn. It's very DIY friendly. It includes a new controller, and they sell these wireless soil sensors that you just stick in the ground, and the controller will ask the sensor when it's time to water, do I need water? Am I dry enough or not? And if it says, oh, you're fine. Go ahead and, you know, water normally. Or if it says, you know what, we're wet enough here already. You don't need to water. It skips the zone. So it intelligently goes through the whole thing and figures out if your lawn needs to be watered or not. So you can get
They're really having a water shortage out where you are right now in Las Vegas and in the surrounding areas. And Ken and I have ranted for years, these people that have sprinklers that are running during a rain event in Michigan, right?
You're right.
Or they're watering the street. You know, they're helping the street and the curb grow.
With this system, that won't happen. Air quality wise, a lot of monitors and things. One company called AirThings, AirThings, been around for a while. They're from the Netherlands. They're here, and they offer several monitors for radon and indoor air quality. And what I liked about them, most of us should have radon detectors in our home, just to keep up with things. But this actually shows you digitally the amount of radon you have there. So usually we have a system that just, when it's necessary, it just goes off. You don't know what the level is. This will monitor all the time and tell you through your phone, plus on the screen of the device, tell you exactly your radon level and things, and also does radon gas and air quality.
Does that read at various points throughout the home, Rob?
It's a plug-in unit. So it reads just in the area where it is. But you can move it around your home if you'd like.
Okay.
And the prices in that range from $79 up to $299, depending on how much information you're asking for the monitor.
Very affordable.
That's available at airthings.com.
Very affordable. I like that.
Back to water and trying to save it. One issue many people have is we get leaks sometimes when we're not home, and we don't know about it. Well, this is getting back from Moen. They came out with a new house monitoring system. Automatically turns off your water supply. And guys, you know as well as I, they've been around for a while, these types of things. Usually from some guy's garage to put something together. This is a brand name, well engineered, well thought out, and it'll automatically turn off your water supply if it detects a leak. The cost is only $500. And it needs to be
installed. That's cheap insurance.
I was going to say, absolutely. If anyone's ever had an in-house leak that created a lot of damage, like I have and many other people have, $500 is nothing. That's your deductible on your insurance claim.
You're right. What I find interesting on this, it actually, like a thermostat that learns your system, this also learns your usage, the monitoring system of how you use your water. So if you don't take a shower in the evening, at 9 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden you get a lot of water usage you didn't have before, it's going to say on your phone, hey, wait a minute, you got water usage, what's going on? And if you're having a party or something and things are happening, no problem. You say, don't leave it on, keep going. But it'll identify your use pattern over a period of time and identify anomalies to that and let you know there's something different going on. You can adjust it. I thought that's very
interesting. Wow. Now, Rob, you've been going these for years now. How much of a difference is there from what you've seen 10 years ago to now? Is it night and day, or are you just seeing a lot of improvements go ahead.
I think people like Moen and Kohler and these big players here are ones that you never saw before. There are companies that will come here and not even be at the Builder Show anymore. Kohler's got a new thing they brought up with it for upgrading your shower experience with aromatherapy. It works with Kohler and also other shower head brands. It's called Sprig. You use it like a K-cup. You put in the fragrance in a pod, stick it in there, the water comes through it, and you can enjoy aromatherapy in the shower.
Well, that sounds like a great gift for my wife for her next birthday. There Rob, you can go. You stick around for a little while? We got a lot more stuff we want to talk to you about.
Sure can, guys.
Okay, stick around with more from Rob David reporting from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Thank you so much, Rob. In the meantime, if you know you need new windows, stop letting the money just go out of them. For a monthly price, Window World can come in, figure out all the windows you need, and say, hey, this is what it's going to cost you a month. And Chuck, what else do they give? A lifetime warranty, which is amazing. So for your next set of windows, please go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com and click on Window World.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside Guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Ken and Chuck and Rob, the Inside Outside Guys, man on the street in Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob, you still with us?
Absolutely, guys.
God bless you. So let's continue this discussion. You're bringing to us some stuff you've seen at the what we know as the Consumer Electronics Show that apply to housing and might be products for people to consider. I love the Wi-Fi or remote Bluetooth sensors that you stick in the yard to determine whether or not your sprinkler needs to turn on.
You would.
What a concept.
You would.
The other thing, you guys asked about themes of things. There's some things that are just coming out and haven't been out before. All of a sudden, everybody's got one. Robotic lawnmowers, for example. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's got one. It goes out and measures the lawn and then keeps track of where it's been and keeps cutting the grass. It's just amazing. Do it all from your phone. It's just crazy like that.
You have those with small dogs?
I think that makes more sense than the robotic carpet sweepers, which I won't
Roombas.
Those work really. I don't have one, but they work really well.
I guarantee you. Here, I'll make you a bet. That
don't
you
point
run
your
one of those
Stop
over
pointing your finger at me,
you run one of those over my carpets, I'll go over it with my Shark and I'll pick up a whole bunch of stuff that the Zumba or Roomba or whatever didn't get. I'll make
you
that.
Well, guys, they took
on
that
air.
It's funny you said that, Chuck. They took that same concept to your swimming pool. There's a company called Aiper, AIPER, and they claim they have the world's best cordless robotic pool cleaner. You charge it up, throw it in the pool, it just crawls around the floor of the pool and crawls off the walls and cleans your pool.
I love it.
For up to 90 minutes. Then you dig it out with a – you get a pole, you pick it up, plug it back in, and do it again. So they're here at the show bragging about their –
I wonder if it works.
Yes, it works. I wouldn't be there if it didn't. I would love that. I'm a pool guy. I don't have one now, but I would love that.
Mine's got to be indoors.
AIPER.com is the name of the company.
If I had the lawnmower, at least you could tell if it's cutting the grass, right?
Yeah.
People, you and I were just talking about vacuuming and how bad people are with regular vacuums, much less, I won't even, all right, enough. All right, Rob, what else you got for us?
as Tim Allen used to say, more power, power, power. Battery backup, that's good, guys. Battery backup emergency generators for your home. They're modular units. You either use solar panels to get the electricity in it, or you just plug it in the wall and charge it up. And the power will last for up to a year, and you can use it for emergency backup, short period of time backup for power. If you've got a place up north, a cabin or something, and you don't have gas or propane there to help to, you don't have a gas line to run a whole house generator, you bring one of these along, and you can stack them for get additional power that you need for length of time. If you've got an emergency situation, running a CPAP machine or something, it's a great alternative now, and they're coming out, and everybody's got them, many different players have got that available to people now.
What kind of price point did you see on product like that, Rob?
Chuck, that'll run from a single unit, depending on how many kilowatts it'll put out, everything from $3,000 to $8,000, depending on how many you stack up.
So Ken money.
But, yeah, well, and again, some people can't get power otherwise, or emergency. They have to have it. They don't have a gas to put a natural gas whole house generator in.
Sure.
It's becoming an opportunity for that.
Sure.
Other, if you're a pet lover, a couple of things in pets. That RCA brand is coming back into action. And they've got a called a smart pet treat. It's a camera with a motion detector. You can watch when your pet approaches the bowl, if you will. You can talk to your pet. Hey, Fido, good boy. You press a button on your phone, and it releases a treat for the dog. Also, automatic feeders for dogs and cats. But if you're a bird lover, this thing I thought was really neat. It's a bird feeder with a smart cam. You load your bird seed in there. The camera's on. Birds come to the flock to eat the seed. They use artificial intelligence, AI, to identify what kind of birds they are that are eating your food.
Turducken. I love bird.
Do you know what
baked?
I
baked?
Like? They need to make one of those that does exactly what you said, Rob, but then when a squirrel or a raccoon gets on it, it zaps them.
There you go.
I'll bring it up to them when I see them.
You should.
Right.
Also, I don't want something that feeds my dog. I want something that cleans up its waste. Do they have anything like that?
From the yard?
Put in the backyard and clean it up.
That's a great idea, too. You better write these down. You'll forget them,
right,
old
quick.
Man.
Remember, Chuck, this is smart technology. You got to remember who you're talking to here.
But there's a couple of fun things out here, guys, that are really interesting. One of them is called the Incredibulb. It is a flexible silicone LED. Will not break.
Cool.
It's shatterproof. LED lights up to 13 years, 40 and 60 watt equivalents. They put
what size?
LED light enclosed 40 and 60 watt equivalents.
Oh, so a screw-in type bulb?
Looks like a regular bulb, but the bulb part is actually silicone. It looks like a bulb,
but it's
actually rubber.
You think Thomas Edison ever imagined that?
And the lights on the bottom, it looks great. They're really inexpensive. Two of them for $10. The website is theincrediblebulb.com.
Now, I may order those just to check them out. Those are cool.
I know.
Theincrediblebulb.com.
You like the
$10. Another thing that's really cool. Yeah, that's really cool. Coming up is new TVs that hang on the wall. One of them uses a changeable battery. You just take the battery out, so there's nothing. You stick it on a window if you want for your TV and change the battery in and out to get your TV to work.
You can have one in your car on the windshield.
And you can just take it with you. There you go.
Yeah.
Rob David, thank you so much for coming on with us today and letting us know and our listeners know about the wonderful things that are coming up in the future.
Great stuff, Rob.
Thank you.
Be
great
safe.
I appreciate it.
Rob, it was really good talking to you. You take care of yourself.
Have a great
God
weekend.
God bless you.
All right.
That was Rob David, who was the producer of the Handyman Show for many years, still keeping up with the industry. Out from our
fun stuff
from Las Vegas. Very fun stuff. Foundations.
Water.
Cracks. Chuck mentioned it earlier. Once you start getting water, once you start getting those cracks in the walls, once that foundation starts shifting, it's not going to fix itself, and you need a foundation expert. Right?
And there may be multiple solutions. That's why Ken and I like Foundation Solutions 360.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. The phone lines are open for the last half hour of today's show and, of course, during tomorrow's show from 10 to noon, 888-654-4897.
I heard someone tell me that somewhere in the late 1800s, they shut down the patent office. You ever hear that? They said they shut down the patent office because they thought everything that had been invented had already been invented.
No, the reason was they hadn't passed a budget yet, and they thought the government had to. No,
I don't know how much of what I heard was true.
No, I think it is true. I think that actually did occur.
You go to Rob David, and the stuff they have there. I mean, you and I have been in this 80 years between two of us.
You had two good ideas. I really, honest to God, the thing that picks up dog.
I'm looking for investors.
Waste in the yard. I don't know how you would do that. You put a poop sniffer on her or something. But it's funny. As soon as you start saying those things, I'm going, okay, how would you design that? What would you need to incorporate into that?
I got a better question. How would you clean it? 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your calls for the rest of the day as well as tomorrow.
So with power strips. A lot of people make one big mistake, and that's they buy one or two of those for in indoor use.
Yes.
And they use them outdoors and then wonder why the breakers are kicking.
No. People wouldn't do that, Chuck.
You wouldn't. I wouldn't. Well, on job sites, we had to have the outdoor ones that were weather protected.
Right.
Because a lot of times under OSHA guidelines, we were plugged into a GFCI protected circuit working outdoors in high humidity.
I've got zapped with
time circuits
in my day.
Yeah. And I won't even say what we used to do. It was illegal. But long story short, if you put one meant for inside and outside and then it rains or even the high humidity, the fog we've had the last few weeks, your lights weren't going to work.
You're right.
That high humidity was going to kick your breaker all day long.
You're
and
right.
maybe create a safety hazard.
You're right. No, I agree with you.
Yeah. I agree with you. So you don't want to do that. Putting them under a rug. You and I, you were mentioning off air, I think, how many, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of homes you and I have been in over the years bidding jobs and doing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that where people will actually tuck something like that under a rug. They don't have enough outlets, so they buy this cheap power cord or power strip and then cover it up with it and think, there, nobody will notice that until you trip over it.
Right, right, right.
That can generate heat.
Just walk up and wrap your hand around where the cord meets the outlet.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the cord part.
You're right. Yep. People are using blow dryers with those. A lot of times you'll find a blow dryer draws far more amperage than the device the strip is intended for. That can create heat, like you said, and again, cause a wire to burn. Here's the thing. You're lucky if it burns the device, the strip, the power strip.
If it burns it out.
Yeah.
Right.
What
right.
could happen is that it could burn a wire in the walls before a breaker kicks.
Right.
Because remember that electricity flowing through copper creates heat. And if you try to suck more electricity than those wires are meant for, it'll create intense heat and can melt the wires.
Yeah. I mean, Chuck, we've walked up to those cords on the job sites and felt them and go, you know, hey, unplug that thing. That's not good.
Yep.
My daughter the other day called me. She's driving home, and she tells me about her heating bills. And they're going, so, Dad, I went out and bought a little heater, a little space heater. So, okay, honey, how many amps does it pull? I don't know.
What's an amp?
Exactly. What's an amp? Exactly. Because she, you know, I said, honey, those work great. If you're sitting on your couch and you want to just put them underneath you to zone the area you're in and keep your furnace down, that works great.
We do that at home all the time.
Right. But you've got to make sure the amp that it's pulling, and if you're plugging it into something else that's drawing a lot of other amps, that's going to create a problem. So what people will do is they'll get an extension cord, a cheap extension cord, and they'll run it from a cord that's not, and that cord will get hot, just hot as can be. And you really need to be careful when you do this kind of stuff, because wintertime is not the time that you want to have any kind of issues.
You know, if you keep in mind a simple little thing, that most of your receptacles in your house are 15 amp circuits. And if you buy a product that is intended to draw 20 amps, like a blow dryer, then you're gonna
trip,
have issues.
Yeah.
You're gonna trip breakers. If you're lucky, you'll trip breakers. I mean, because that shuts the power off and prevents further damage.
And tells you stop doing that.
And once breakers start to trip, they will then become more sensitive to tripping, and people will say that circuit never kicked and now it kicks all the time. Well, you need a master electrician in there like Lake Point or Bratcher to replace that breaker.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Good stuff. Good stuff. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, we got an email from a gentleman named John in St. Clair this week. And he said he is getting pricing on a 50-gallon water tank, water heater. And, of course, the three prices, one of the prices includes a permit. The other ones do not.
And they were all installed prices?
They are all installed prices.
Gas water heaters.
And we appreciate this email because this is what we want to hear about them. $850 was one bid. $1,300 was the other one. $2,100 was the third bid. So that's a big window there. Those two.
That's a huge range.
I don't know if you and I agree with the answer I gave him or not, but my response was, it's a water heater, right? Who changes the water heaters out of your house?
I can't answer that.
Yes, you can. Yes,
I do.
You can. You do.
I do.
You do. Yeah. Because it's a water heater,
Well, and 800, I feel comfortable doing it.
Yes, yeah. But let's talk about the $850 job he got there, okay? Yeah. Someone says to me, $850 for a water heater. I'm going to say, okay, what water heater is it? I want to know the brand of the water heater. And are you doing it by yourself? Yes. Are you insured? Yes. Are you licensed? Yes. Okay. Sounds great to me. It's kind of, I mean.
You forgot one critical component.
Water heaters are very forgiving when you, what's the critical component?
The warranty.
Good point.
See, I wouldn't care about the brand so much as I would the warranty.
The warranty of the brand. Now, who's giving you the warranty? The supply contractor?
It's got to be a first-person warranty.
A first-person warranty. So you want a warranty from him. You're not going to get it for $850.
Right.
Right.
I doubt you are.
Yeah.
You never know.
I don't think you would.
I don't either. I mean, if you walk into any big box store that sells water heaters, a 50-gallon gas unit is probably going to go for around $800.
You think that much
bucks.
Today?
I'm
I remember when
they
were four or five. That's what I was thinking.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. You know,
no.
This could be the first time.
It happens once in a while, right? All right, but let's say it's $500. Let's say it's whatever. That guy can go in for $300 and make $300 a day. He does two of those a day. He's making $600 or $700 a day. He's got a good career.
Yeah, he's going to do that change out in a couple of hours.
Yeah,
max,
so three a day.
Most. Yeah,
he's
so
got a good career if he can do three of those a day by himself.
Exactly.
Now, you get a company like some of our team partners who pay for that water heater, who pay for two guys to come out, who pay for their van that's full of tools with liability, with workman's compensation, with all the certifications. You're going to pay the higher price for that.
Or the middle one.
Or the middle one, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess my point with that particular product, I didn't have a problem with any of those prices. Do you?
Well,
I mean, you install them yourself.
No, but if someone gave me a $2,000 or $2,100 price on an install that I thought I could get for quite a bit less money, you know, upon a percentage basis with a comparable product and a comparable warranty, then I'll probably shop that. And I think the middle price is the one that I would be more attracted to based on apples to apples comparison.
And I think you are like most people out there. I think the first price they're going to gravitate to is that middle price.
Yeah.
Because we've heard people say, sure, which we think is absolutely ridiculous, I get three bids and I choose the middle one. Really? That's your only qualifier? It should not be your only qualifier.
No, it shouldn't be.
No.
And you and I, we get emails like this a lot. What's a good brand of refrigerator, water heater, furnace, whatever? And you and I start out by saying first person warranty is the biggest issue, more so than brand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, let's go to the phones and talk to Rob from Brownstown. Good morning, Rob. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I got a question. I got a 27-year-old furnace, 80% efficiency. Still working, had it maintained. Me and my wife have gotten a discussion here. I think it's time to replace it, and my wife says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I told her, if we get a newer one, it's going to be more efficient as far as the blower. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
27 is that's a very old furnace. I don't know I think if the budget allowed it, if you had plenty of room in your budget, I think I'd probably lean towards replacing it at 27 years old.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm in a very similar situation, and it's interesting, you know, that you say what you said, and I am actually pre-purchasing my next furnace, but not taking the old one out yet. And the one thing that my new one will have, it'll be this. I'm getting the same efficiency because I don't think the return on investment is there for the upcharge in increased efficiency. But I do like the, at a minimum, two-stage motors. And you cannot buy a new furnace without what they call, they're going to call it an ECM, electrocommutated motor, I think is what it is. ECM motor in it that, it's actually wired to AC current, but it runs on DC current, and the minimum you're going to get is the two-stage, and I do like that.
And that is much more efficient. The cost for the power.
Yeah.
Running the blower throughout the year.
You'll get greater comfort.
We run it in the summer, and we notice about a $50 increase in the summer from running it all the time, a month.
Yeah. So you will notice a decrease just from the use of electricity and running that two-stage or multi-stage or variable speed motor.
So replace it, yes or no?
It's the same.
I probably
wouldn't
replace it if I didn't have to.
Rob, if you want to hold on a minute, Rob, we'll talk to you when we get. Hold on for us, buddy. We'll talk to you when we get back from this break. Hey, clean air this time of year, Amnesty air duct cleaning.